We look forward to the challenge of playing the Raiders, and that's exactly what it is every time you have these rivals like this and an opportunity to go out there to the black hole and play. So our guys have had a good day of practice yesterday, and we'll have another good day today. So we kind of put the base in yesterday, and we'll put the rest of it in today. Time's yours. Yeah, I think you just need to go through the process. That's how I've always done. Whether you win or lose the game before, you get back on and go through the process of getting ready to play a game. This one's just a bit hurried up because of it being on a Thursday. But that's if you do that the right way, it's all time consuming, and then you don't have to worry about all those other things. No, I don't think that is. You turn on the film of the Raiders and you see good football players, and so they fly around, and so that catches your attention right away. And these guys, they spent a lot of hours here yesterday, and then today we've had to kind of accelerate things. So I think they're very well aware of that they're playing a good football team.
Andy, how aware are you of the stat? I'm sure you're aware of the stat with you guys not allowing any rushing touchdowns, but how do you account for that? And it's not like you guys aren't giving up some yards per carry. How does that come together at that way?
I think it's actually down in the league. The numbers are, it's a tribute to the guys for doing what they do. I mean, and sometimes that's just how things fall. I mean. And they take, the guys obviously take a lot of pride in that.
Andy, do you have a feel for Fasano and Avery and whether they'll be able to go on Thursday?
I'm a C today. They worked a little bit yesterday, and we'll just see how they handle today. We'll be inside here, so fairly controlled ground surface, and we'll see how they handle that. Yeah, you do. I mean, it's there's just something about that. The history of it. I know the guys feel that, and you can't help but feel it when you're out there. I mean, it's a wild place to play, and they let you. They remind you that it's a rivalry when every snap.
How did Fleming look yesterday, and how he worked back into things?
Yeah, we'll see with him. I would tell you it's probably going to be a bit of a struggle for him to get back right now, but he's able to move around and do some things, and then it's kind of a little bit of a short schedule here, so we'll see how he really works today. Yesterday was more walking than it was running, so some of these guys that we're asking about, I've just got to see how they move around today, and then we can kind of take it from there.
How does the short week of preparation impact games like this?
Yeah, well, there's an urgency, but there's an urgency for both teams. To put it together, the coaches, we got on it right after the game, and we actually did some stuff before the game. So and then came back and knocked some things out after the game, and then the players came in yesterday, and we threw the base at them, the base game plan at them, and then today they got the goal line, red zone, short yards, and the rest of it thrown at them. So it's. There's not a lot of time for anything else. You're kind of all consumed in this thing and getting it right and accurate.
Bizarre because of that? Strange things happen on Thursday night because there's less prep?
Yeah, I think more, probably more from a physical standpoint, just the guys really on both sides. I mean, anytime you play this game, there's that physical element. So it's just a matter of the guys getting themselves back and being able to be physically ready to play. The mental part, they handle it and they get that part done, so it's you're back to back in games here in 4 days. That's a tough deal.
You've been using a lot of ghost fakes, just sweeps with DeAnthony. From what you've been into, what kind of impact does that have on the defense? How are they reacting to that?
Yeah, well, he's a factor. So he has great speed and quickness. So if you can get him the ball, however you get him the ball, he normally in space, he's going to make some good things happen. He's done that play before. He feels comfortable with it, so we've called a few of those.
Is this the role that you more? Is there still more that, you know what I'm saying? There's still more that, for him to grow into?
Yeah, I think the longer he's in this thing, every week we give him a little bit more. So where he was playing about 20%, last week he played about 33%. So, you know, you just keep adding to the package, and he's able to handle it and do well. But that's how you want to keep positive steps forward.
Were you kind of waiting for kind of a guy like this to add to your offense, kind of throw in the different things you've been able to do this year? Cause I don't remember seeing like you guys doing some of this stuff last year.
Well, the sweet part, we did a little bit, I mean, but with Dex. I mean, Dex was similar to this in the things that he could do. So we're kind of using DeAnthony the same way we did Dexter. Dexter had more snap totals than what DeAnthony's had at this point. But, both of them capable of doing the same types of things. Yeah, yeah. I guess you go execution and good defense, good special teams. I think we've done fairly well that fourth quarter in our field position game. I think all those things kind of go into it. Yeah.
How would you attribute similarly the third down and red zone efficiency that you guys have been able to?
Yeah, I think the third down part is we kept it in striking distance. So you start getting in that 8-9 plus area and your percentages are going to drop rapidly. So we've been able to keep it in those manageable areas. Red zone, the guys have executed and done that well. The run game part of it's helped in there, obviously.
Andy, as the season's gone on, has your team taken the personality of what you expected coming into the season, or has it been kind of unexpected how it's all come together?
No, I mentioned this before. They're a good bunch. They've got a great attitude. They've had that since I came here. I mean, I felt that they're kind of all in, and they just want you to coach them, and you respect that about them. It's the same way they started the OTAs, that they went through training camp. It's the same way that the guys that are hurt. We had some good leaders in that group, and they helped set that foundation, and then the guys that stepped in just kind of picked up where they left off. So from a coaching standpoint, that's a plus. You don't have to worry about that part of it. They show up and they do their thing and they work hard, and you know, it's a tribute to the guys.
Last one.
What has allowed Jamal Charles to rise above all the stuff that defenses keep throwing at him?
Yeah, they do throw a couple things at him and put a few people in the box. He's a pretty elusive guy. And I think Andy Heck and EB and Eugene Chung, I think they do a good job of putting packages together for him that give him an opportunity to use his strengths to the best of his ability. And then you got to give credit some of the offensive line and the tight ends and then Sherm for Sherm to, you know, that's a rough job, that fullback thing. So he's very willing there.
All right, thank you.
Okay.